we have to get on our own resources in America. If we do, we can cut out 60% of OPEC oil.
Oil, natural gas, wind, water, solar, nuclear. Industries of energy. Energy.
We've got fantastic opportunities to use new technologies to secure the American people and at the same time be better stewards of the environment.
You have questions, we have answers.
Listen carefully.
You can't really be against hydrofracking and say you're an environmentalist because immediately the default options are fuels that are much less clean.
For the next hour, Sean Wilson and Butch Black explore the energy industry with news and interviews from around the corner and around the globe.
Nuclear is one of the directions that we should innovate in.
The Exploring Energy Show begins now.
And a very, very good, finally, Friday morning to you, ladies and gentlemen. Sean Wilson, Butch Black. We do have Professor Paul Michael Wiebe. We're going to go to him here in just a few moments. Here's what's on the menu at Elk City Meals on Wheels, 1510 West 9th Street, 225-5821. If you want to call in your order, feed the office $6 a person. You're not going to find a place better than that. Plus $5 if you're senior citizens. They're open from 11 to 1. They're Fairview Village, 1510 West 9th Street, like I said. And everyone is welcome. Throw them a few extra bucks when you go in there. This is a valuable program for our community, and it reaches a lot of good people. Here it is, chicken, broccoli, rice, casserole, plus salad, roll, and dessert. So chicken, broccoli, rice, casserole, there you go. Salad, roll, and dessert. That's what's on tap today at the Elk City Meals on Wheels. And we're still celebrating in Cheyenne, baby. Yeah. It's starting to get real good now on the Friday-Saturday stuff. Here's what's going on here at Cheyenne Arapahoe Old Settlers Celebration. Trail rides from Raiden to Strong City begin this morning at 9 a.m. Commemorative cancellation stamp quilt show. Every five-year group photo in front of the Security State Bank from 11 a.m. The Row 1 Room Schoolhouse, 1:30 to 3 this afternoon. Welcome to the Cheyenne Free Feed, hosted by North Fork Electric Dobson Telephone on Clay Street. That's at 4:30. That is also free. Free eating meeting. Gotta love it. Historic Tent City on lot by the bank. PRCA Rodeo begins tonight at 7 p.m. Tickets are $10 in advance, 15 at the gate. And the rodeo dance at the Ag Pavilion featuring Lyle Parman and the Slide Bar Band. That's at 9 p.m. tonight for $10. You get in that, baby. And then a lot of things going on tomorrow with the huge parade. You can find a full list of these activities on their Facebook page. Okay, go to the Book of Faces and check out Cheyenne Old Settlers Reunion, and you'll have a full list of those activities. Or get to Cheyenne and stay all day, man.
Not many old settlers left.
You got that right. And then take me out to the oil field. The NARO convention's coming up May 4th and 5th. They're in Oklahoma City at the downtown Embassy Suites. Had a chance to talk to Jay Freedy about it. Here's how you register or find out more information. Call 918-794-1660. 918-794-1660. That's the NARO Oklahoma home office. Or you can go to www.naro-us.org. That's be that. Okay, opening Marcus, and then we're going to throw to a pretty quick break and start our Wiebe. I'm not going to run out of time this time, by
God. Yeah, they're kind of grungy today. WTI crude on the NYMEX June exchange is down 83 to 102.96. Brent crude on the ICE June exchange is down 88 to 107.45. NYMEX natural gas on the May exchange is down 16 to 679. RBOB gasoline on the NYMEX May exchange is down 288 to 330.98. NYMEX heating oil on the May exchange is up $1.81 to 391.89. Doesn't make sense it going back up. But anyway.
What does make sense nowadays, Butch Black?
It is.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to have Professor Paul Michael Wiebe as our Friday edition of the Exploring Energy Radio Show continues after this.
The Exploring Energy Show with Sean Wilson and Butch Black. And now a small business setback delivered by a kind French stranger.
Monsieur, there was an accident. The wind
windshield of your catering van is, how do you say, kaput? But Progressive has an extensive network of repair shops. Now, we sing about the old days. Brave marin, reviens de guerre.
When things go wrong with your small business, it's comforting to know you have Progressive Commercial. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at progressivecommercial.com.
Croissance for everyone!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms and conditions.
New unbelievable cellular plans. Upgrade to an unlimited plan today and join the Pioneer Cellular family. Only pay for what you need and get more of what you want. Choose your unlimited plan to mix, match, and save based on you and your family. With the new Pioneer Cellular plans and enhanced full T service, you can now use voice and data at the same time. If your service hasn't been updated yet, stop by an office today or call 1-800-641-2732 for more information. Some restrictions apply.
If they call me, they're expecting me to get whatever task done. To a farmer, a tractor, combine, gets them up and running. He's back in the field, makes some money. Guy in the oil field, their piece of equipment's running again. That makes some money. Solves that problem. I'm Brock Kalk, and my company is American Hose and Supply. We sell all types of industrial hose and fittings, oil field or agriculture. So if your farmer need a hose built, you can come in. We'll build it. You're a oil field customer and need us to come out and see you, we'll come out and see you and take an order or pick up a hose, build it, bring it back to you. If we're competitive on price, we say we'll bring it to you, we'll do whatever it takes to get it to you, make life easier on you, or you can call us to solve a problem. Hey, can you get this? Why wouldn't you? My company is American Hose and Supply. Come by and see us at 2111 South Main, Elk City, Oklahoma, in Camrock Building next to Fred's, or call me at 580-821-4413. 821-4413.
The Exploring Energy Show with Sean and Butch.
The show brought to you in part by LaDonna's Wine and Spirits, our Friday sponsor. Hey, they've got all kinds of things. Spring, they got you covered with great libations, such as a large selection of sweet, salty, sour seltzers. Say that fast.
Yeah.
Vampire Wines, Cooper and Thief Wines, plus local Oklahoma Vineyard Wines as well. A great variety of spring and summer craft beers, plus all your favorites like Crown Royal, Jack Daniel's, Tito's. Be sure and check out their giant walk-in cooler, as well as their great selection of mixers and gift sets, plus everything you need to relax and unwind or get ready for any holiday or party. LaDonna's Wine and Spirits, 822 West 3rd Street. Find them on Facebook. LaDonna and Kat, always reminding everyone to celebrate responsibly. And DCP Services, Roustabout Services, Tractors, Forklifts, Mowing, Trenching. Plus, they have fully insured contract pumpers. They rebuild Chemray valves and controls, Western Chemical pumps. Plus, they sell Tex-Am solar pumps, other solar pumps as well. Wireline division both has slick and braided line capabilities. For these services, call Jeff Davis, 580-660-0501, or Butch Black, 580-303-1886. And if you're needing some pipe, valves, and fittings, look no further than 317 North Van Buren right here in Elk City. Ernie Barker. 580-339-1773, geared toward pipeline processing and production. DCP Services Supply Store. And David A. Guest, certified mineral manager, buyer of royalties from estates, probates, trusts, and bankruptcies. Call David today, 405-341-8698. He'll treat you fairly, he'll treat you squarely. A man of integrity with over 35 years in the business. This is David A. Guest, certified mineral manager. He'll give you any kind of advice, tell you what's going on. And again, like I said, you do business with him, and you'll be done right. Speaking of being done right, let's go to the phone line. And yesterday's interview I had with Professor Paul Michael Wiebe. With us again on the Exploring Energy Radio Show is Professor Paul Michael Wiebe. So glad to have him as part of our show. Of course, Paul Michael Wiebe is just a bevy of information, no doubt about it. He's also the executive director of the Institute of Geopolitics of Energy and Strategic Resources, our Washington insider, who currently is in the Vegas area. I don't blame you. I would watch Washington from afar myself. But, Professor, I know you've been feeling under the weather a little bit, so thank you so much for your time. But, oh, my goodness gracious, Professor, so many things going on with the geopolitical, the politicization of the energy industry as a whole, and everybody's pointing fingers. It's their fault, our fault, their fault, his fault, their fault, not my fault. Well, whose fault is it, Professor? I guess we all want to know.
Well, You know, it's interesting. The Biden administration is pointing its fingers at OPEC and Saudi Arabia. And, you know, there's a letter that was put together from U.S. Congress that was signed off by 30 congressional Democrats, led by Jerry Connolly, who's the Democrat from Virginia, heads up, and also Jim McGovern, another Democrat from Massachusetts, chair of the Committee on Rules. So two very powerful positions. And they, you know, wrote a letter to the administration pointing their fingers at Saudi Arabia and OPEC that they're not doing enough. They just are not doing enough to bring down gasoline prices because they have not increased the production levels in accordance with the crisis that has been generated by the Ukraine war. And so they decided they wanted to put pressure on the administration for the administration to get tough with Saudi Arabia. Wow. You know, that's really going to work well, huh?
Yeah.
So they're pointing their fingers. And they said to, you know, in the letter, basically, they said OPEC and the Saudis and the Emiratis, they're not playing tough with Russia because Russia, you know, heads up OPEC Plus, the affiliation group to OPEC itself. And in the meantime, of course, they said in their letter, let me just read a paragraph to you so you get a flavor of what they said. Saudi Arabia's inability to stand up for international law exemplifies the short and long-term risk associated with maintaining uncritical U.S. support for the Saudi regime. Governments that have formed genuine ironclad alliances with the U.S. forged in shared values of democratic norms and respect for human rights have answered the call to action in the wake of the unprovoked invasion. Unfortunately, our longstanding relationship with the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia has not produced a similar response. So what they've asked the administration to do, and specifically the Secretary of State, Anthony Blinken, is, hey, you need to reevaluate our relationship with Saudi Arabia, and you need to get tough with these guys. And if they want our support, they've got to do A, B, C, D. So, of course, the Saudis just, you know, love that, right? And,
well, they're not even taking Joe Biden's call. They don't respect him one iota, you know. And they don't fear him for sure.
No, and to tell you how the administration responded, you know, Anthony Blinken met with the Crown Prince of Abu Dhabi, you know, Prince Mohammed bin Zayed, just last month, and I believe they met in Morocco or some sort of meeting over there. And, of course, Blinken responding to the get tough recalibration, reevaluation letter from his own Democrats, apologize to the
Oh, that doesn't surprise me a bit.
Apologize. Yeah, go ahead.
I'm just saying that plays right into our foreign policy since President Brandon has been in office, and that is just apologize to everyone for you know, for being America. And that's just the most ridiculous thing. We haven't seen that since Obama was in office.
Well, no, and that's right. You know, and that's the response. Hey, we're going to say we're sorry, you know. And he apologized for the United States being late to the scene of keeping its security commitments to the UAE and Saudi Arabia as a consequence of the Iranian-backed Houthis in Yemen launching
missile after missile
against UAE and against Saudi Arabia. And, of course, the U.S. didn't want to do anything. And no one's fooling anybody over there because they want, you know, Biden administration wants to get this deal done with Iran. So So, you know, there's a lot of hypocrisy and double dealing, smoke and mirrors here. And there is just hardly any respect left for the United States and the Biden administration. You see it clearly here, you know, with the Saudis, OPEC, and the UAE. They're not going to raise the production levels beyond what they've committed to. As a matter of fact, these high oil prices, you know, are likely to continue for some time without any alleviation from OPEC because, as you said, they're not even taking calls from the White House. J.P. Morgan just came out with an assessment that if the EU decides that they want to have an outright total ban on Russian crude oil exports into the EU, which is about 4 million barrels a day, then prices could approach $200 a barrel.
Yeah. They were saying like 185 or north of that.
Yeah.
You know, of course, Saudi's sitting there. They're getting fat off of this deal right now anyway. I mean, you know, they're getting a lot more for their oil, you know. And then again, too, me and Butch talked about this yesterday on our show, Professor, and that was if Biden administration hadn't have declared all-out war against the fossil fuel industry on day one, we wouldn't be in a predicament right now about the Russian oil. Who cares? I mean, we would be able to take care of what we need. Yeah. I mean, you know, is what Putin's doing wrong? Probably, yes. But, you know, for them to have dominion over us, that was created by the current administration. Do you agree with that?
Well, of course it was. I mean, they adopted a very aggressive and radical anti-hydrocarbon posture the moment they came into the administration. And everyone will recall on day one with the executive order to kill the Keystone pipeline, right? So they sent clear signals, and then with the ban on leasing on federal lands, oil and gas, drilling on federal land, that was another clear indication. So they were very hostile to the oil and gas industry, and as a consequence, as we all know, investment calculations have to take that into account, and production companies, especially companies that drill into shale,
right?
They decided, hey, you know, this is not a very conducive environment, and well, they limited their growth for the next several years to 5 to 10%, and were more interested in buy back shares and taking care of debt arrangements, and as opposed to going all out in production, and they had to do it that way. So,
It is what it is.
Now. We'll get back to Europe maybe in a second, but as a consequence of that, Senator Manchin, who heads up and chairs the U.S. Energy and Natural Resources Committee, went up to Alberta, Canada, and spent 2 days up there, and he toured the oil sand production facilities way up north in the province, and he met with the various heads of the oil sands production firm. He met with the Prime Minister, Premier of Alberta, Mr. Kenney, Jason Kenney. And, he said some very complimentary things, mentioned it, about the U.S. and Canada working together to produce more crude oil from heavy oil, obviously.
Right.
Extra heavy oil or bitumen, oil sands, whatever terms you want to use. And working together, he put his stamp on the idea of a North American energy alliance,
right,
which has been around for a long, long time. That requires a lot to formalize that, but he spoke to the goal of achieving that, and they talked a little bit about Keystone, and he made he made it clear, as he had to, you need another corporate brand, because TransCanada, now known as TC Energy, has washed his hands now after 50 years of trying to get that pipeline.
But he was talking about maybe even, rebranding it, renaming it, but resubmitting the permit and those kind of things. Yeah. So Senator Manchin, and we got a Manchin on the hilltop, and we're thankful for him, because right now without him, we would be in a lot worse shape. We're visiting with Professor Paul Michael Wiebe. Professor, if you can stick around, I'd like to continue our visit on the other side of this commercial timeout. You're listening to the Exploring Energy Radio Show here on 96.5 KECO. We'll continue right after this. With us again on the Exploring Energy Radio Show is Professor...
Could you use up to $7,500 to jumpstart your future? The people of Oklahoma Oil and Natural Gas are looking for the next generation of game changers who will find new and more efficient ways to produce the energy that fuels our life. That's why they're providing scholarships to students interested in pursuing a degree in the oil and natural gas industry. They need your energy. If you want to be the future of energy, visit oerb.com/scholarships to apply today.
If you're like most people in business, you use a computer to get your everyday tasks done. And if something goes wrong with it, you're looking for someone to help you get it fixed and fast. These days, you can't function efficiently without one. Computers save us time and money. So here's my question to you. Who are you going to call when you have computer problems? The innovative technology team near Atwoods in Elk City can help. Wouldn't it be handy to call someone that's willing to come to you and fix the issue? You can even bring your computer in and they'll take a look at it. Think of the peace of mind you'll have, a team of computer people you can call when issues arise. And they will. Just pick up the phone, give them a call at 243-1559, 243-1559. They'll come right out and get you back up and running again. They have IT plans that'll work for any business. Innovative technology serving Elk City and the surrounding area since 1981. 243-1559. And check them out online at itlpros.com.
Hello, I'm Bruce Fabrizio, inventor of Simple Green. Are you looking for a powerful cleaner that removes tough grease and grime from nearly any surface? Simple Green gets the job done safely. With hundreds of uses around your home, yard, office, or garage, this versatile cleaner is your secret weapon for spring cleaning. In fact, I'm so certain you'll love Simple Green that if you aren't 100% satisfied, I'll refund your money. Try Simple Green today.
The Exploring Energy Show with Sean and Butch.
The show brought to you in part by Sustaining Oklahoma's Energy Resources, SOAR, and their upcoming educational opportunities. You can go to www.soarok.com. Tawny Claus does a great job putting this on. The next one coming up that they have scheduled already is a Zoom meeting, June 16th. The workshop cost is free, and it's OGI best practices for VOC and methane leak monitoring. Certain oil and gas production facilities are required to conduct periodic inspections for fugitive leaks from process equipment. So during this workshop, experts from Trinity Consultants will provide a high-level review of the regulatory drivers for these inspections. We'll share best practices. So there you have it. If you need to get compliant, it's going to happen from SOAR. You can also download the free SOAR Connect app, make your life much easier out there while you're running your wells. Stay up to date on, webinar recordings. Also receive notifications about what's going on with SOAR, latest oil and gas, natural gas events. Their 25th anniversary coming up here in October. The SOAR, the OK Oil Expo, looking forward to that. SOAR Connect, all one word, Android or iOS. Go and download it free today. And also Safety Flow NDT, a proud sponsor of Exploring Energy. 10,000 pounds of pressure on a pipe is extremely dangerous. Who's inspecting your flow iron? Whoever it is, they need to know what they're doing. Their certifications need to be up to date. Their people need to be trained really well. Dustin Nix at Safety Flow NDT has been doing it for 15 years. He's so confident in his ability to do the job, he is going to let you have the first 50 pieces of pipe you order for free. That's a $1,500 to $2,000 savings. Call Dustin Nix, Safety Flow, NDT, 580-383-0136, 383-0136. Let's get back to our interview with Professor Paul Michael Wiebe. Again on the Exploring Energy Radio Show with our special guest, Professor Paul Michael Wiebe.
Glad to have him. We were talking about in our first segment about Senator Manchin going up and touring Canada and those kind of things. But even closer to home right here, Professor, it seems like we've got a lot of finger pointing going on from the White House since a federal judge ruled that they couldn't stop the oil and gas lease sales here in the United States. And a lot of climate extremists, if you will, have gone after President Brandon, and he was like, hey, the judge forced me to do it. I didn't want to. What is your feeling about what's going on with that?
Well, I think it's very, very political. The Biden administration has seen a level of support drop to like 33%. I mean, they are in free fall. And obviously, there's just so many reasons for it. But one of the prime reasons, of course, is the cost of living and inflation. Now, officially, the Labor Department pegs inflation in March at 8.5%. Now, the reality is, as anybody knows who's out there shopping, real inflation is around 20%.
Right.
Okay. And it's killing everyone. They're just, discretionary funds are no longer available. And obviously, when you go to fill up your tank, you're seeing this massive bill come in, literally in hundreds of dollars for some of the bigger vehicles.
Right.
Energy prices in March went up by 18%+. And that accounts for about half of the overall inflation number. So we all know that a clear indicator of which way elections are going to go is based on gasoline prices. And historically, and there's been so many studies, once gasoline prices go above $4 a gallon, then the incumbent administration will lose the election.
In trouble, yeah.
I mean, that's ironclad,
Yeah, because so, it affects everyone right at the pump. I mean, they see it instantly. It's not something they have to wait to see on their taxes or their tax return or what they have to pay in or anything like that. This is everyday cost right in your face.
Yep. And as you said earlier, had the Biden administration simply continued with the Trump policies on energy and embellished it, even slightly, rather than trying to undercut the industry, none of this would be happening. There still would be inflation, but fuel prices would not be anywhere where they are now. So they're looking at the midterm. Yeah. They know they've got to get these prices down. They know they have to cut inflation. Now, there's different ways, actually, with the Federal Reserve and other measures that they can indeed cut inflation. But that's where Manchin's visit to Alberta, fits in. Had that pipeline been built years ago, that would have supplied about 800,000 barrels of heavy oil down to the refineries on the Gulf Coast. Had we had a very business-friendly environment, we would be seeing LNG terminals getting their FIDs, final investment decisions,
right,
a lot sooner than what is currently the case. So they've shot themselves in the foot. They have to backtrack now. They just came up, as you all know, with a revision to the leasing on oil and gas leasing in federal lands, but with higher royalty.
Yeah.
The impact of that in terms of production into the marketplace, that's going to take a long time. There's not going to be any immediate relief from that new ruling until probably sometime mid-year next year. So the administration now, they have to make a choice. They're either going to lose the midterm as a consequence of the economic condition generated by high energy prices and inflation, and that could spark a recession very soon.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, they put aside the green energy agenda that they, you know, were committed to for, you know, the last couple of years. And I think what's happening, Manchin's got, you know, the administration by
the fuzzies.
And I think that's the reason he went up to Alberta. He's going to use that as leverage to get concessions from the administration for the oil and gas industry in return for submitting a smaller package, a more reasonable package on the Build Back Better legislation. Yeah, Build Back Broker that the administration had so badly wanted. So he's playing kingmaker, and he has every right to do so. He knows very well that if oil prices spike up again, you know, without any sort of countervailing move from our side to increase exports, to have more drilling and increase production levels, this country is going to be in a very serious economic mess.
You know,
very delicate right now.
Yeah, if we're almost there. I mean, if we aren't there already. Professor, you know, we had a guy text in yesterday to the show, and he was talking about, you know, and we've thought about this too. You make gasoline prices so high that it forces everyone to go to electric. In fact, even some of the administration has come out and said, hey, you know, you fill up your tank, it's going to be $85. If you fill up your battery with electricity, it's going to be like $12.50. You know, and just trying to force everyone into the electric vehicle market because of the high gasoline prices. But if they lose the midterms, they won't be able to continue to force that green weenie issues, will they?
No. Once you control the Senate and the House, ideally, right, you get the two out. Or even if you control one, with hot button issues like this, oh my Lord, that whole concept towards promoting the sales of EV on the back of high gasoline prices, you know, it basically comes to an end. And the administration, I think, you know, some of the more sober people in the administration, you know, they recognize this. I was looking at some of the EVs the other day, and you know, my God, the range is so limited, and the time required to, you know, to plug in and get your battery up to par, and then, you know, the residual effects of what happens with the battery once the battery life, shelf life comes to an end. There's all kinds of issues here that are not being addressed. So, and there's a limit to how much you can force feed consumers in the free market. You know, it's for Tesla, prices have gone up because of the limitations on lithium and cobalt that are essential requirements for the battery. So it's a two-way street, you know?
Yeah, I was reading a deal where it said that, you know, what's looking at the mining prospects, because it said to get enough material to make a $1,000 Tesla battery, it takes 500 metric tons of product to get the lithium, the cobalt, the stuff they need, the rare earth minerals to make this one battery. And so what's going to happen on that end of it? And how are they extracting that? They're not extracting that with electric vehicles.
No,
extracting it with diesel, gasoline, you know.
Yeah, you look at the supply chain towards EVs. I mean, the car is made up, the bodywork is essentially, you know, oil.
Plastic, that's body. It.
Yeah, you know, and like you said, the heavy equipment used in mining, that's all diesel-generated equipment, fuel equipment. So, you know, there's a lot of hypocrisy involved and very shallow thinking. I'm not terribly concerned about the, you know, the future of that particular issue. I mean, it's embellished by heavy media focus on EVs as the next big thing, but we've seen that for 20 years.
Yeah,
and we don't, and still in this country, the automobile market is 98% driven by gasoline and diesel. Only 2% is EVs. So that tells you a lot. And under these conditions, I think we're going to see prices, retail prices, go down because the Biden administration will do everything possible to get those prices down, even temporarily. But the real solution, you know, as you indicate, Sean, is to get more U.S. production out there. And that requires, you know, a change politically. And if in the midterms the Republicans take the House and the Senate, I think that will allow for new legislation to come in or eliminate, maybe eliminate, you know, the regulations from the EPA and Department of Interior and the Bureau of Land Management. You know, get those guys, you know, cutting down on rules and regulations, as we saw happening under the Trump administration.
And I hope that the average everyday voter realizes that a rhino is a real deal, Republican in name only. And, you know, even though they're the incumbent, those kind of people need to be pushed out. Murkowski comes to mind. I mean, Mitch McConnell, he comes to mind. He's throwing in PAC money into her campaign to try to beat her opponent that President Trump has endorsed. So, in your opinion, I'm going to hit you up with this election question. Will we be able to have a fair and honest election in the midterms, Professor, in your opinion? That's a
it's
long
gonna
pause.
Be very difficult.
That's a long pause,
be,
brother. You're scaring me to death.
Yeah. It's going to be very difficult. The way to overcome that problem is to replicate what happened in Virginia, where you had a huge turnout of people who voted for the Republican slate. Not just the governor, but the attorney general, the lieutenant governor. They flipped the House of Delegates over to the Republican side. And that was because, you know, people were just so angry.
Fed up.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you almost wonder if they just let us win Virginia just as a smokescreen to try to get everybody complacent. I hope that's not the case. I hope people go out and vote because that's what it's going to take.
Yeah. And what is required. You need, in order to make this really take hold and to simply not have a one-off in Virginia, you need to have the Republican Party, particularly the America First MAGA people, move in and take their position as poll workers.
Yes.
And poll captain, get in at the precinct level, put pressure on county commissioners to get rid of voting machines. We just had here in Nevada, the second county vote 3-0 to get rid of these hackable voting machines and replace it with paper ballots and counted at a precinct level. Now, that's historic, okay?
Yes.
And this should be replicated across the country. Now, you don't have to have all 3,000 counties, you know, vote like that. But if you have a few counties in each state take that position, it has a huge impact. And it could lead, depending on the constitution of each individual state, such as here in Nevada, you could at a county level
make a difference.
Have the constitutional authority to decertify the previous election.
Yeah, that's
okay. It's a big deal.
Yeah, it is a big deal. And like you said, it doesn't have to be every county. They didn't hack every county. They just hacked the counties they needed. But, you know, I think the American people are finally starting to realize that the big lie was from the other side, because there are too many other, pieces of information that are coming out now that are actual and factual of the level of misconduct that happened in the last election. So it's something we all need to pray about. We all need to be diligent with. And like you said, we all need to just roll up our old shirt sleeves and get in the middle of the business and not make it easy on them.
No, that's right. And Democrats and the rhinos have benefited from this big business of the voting machine, which involves billions of dollars, and it's corrupted our ability to have fair and free elections. So a guy like McConnell, of course, he's going to put $7 million behind Murkowski, because he doesn't want, you know, they don't want to see the status quo change. They're happy. You know, they're making their millions.
Yeah.
They could care less about, you know, the rest of it. I mean, really, they could care less about you and I and
we're
the rest
collateral,
of the population.
We're collateral damage. Acceptable losses to them. That's exactly right.
Yes. They live in a totally different world. They live in a totally different bubble. They have, you know, luxurious trips afforded to them. They dine and wine in the finest hotels. And the American people, all they're good for, really, in some cases, is cannon fodder, you know, being sent to Afghanistan and these places. And it's really up to us. Take control at the local level and control the voting systems that are available to every American. You're allowed to do that, you know?
Yeah.
But that's the way to ensure fair and free elections and get people in there who are committed to MAGA policies or Trump energy policies, as we've discussed.
Yeah, and there's a lot of people that feel the same way we do. Professor, man, thank you so much. I'm glad you're feeling a little better. I hope and pray that you continue to gain strength each and every day. But thanks for being a part of our show, man, and because you bring so much to it. And I know that we'll have a chance maybe next week to visit again.
I look forward to it, Sean. You all take care now.
You do the same. Professor Paul Michael Wiebe, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back with more of the Exploring Energy Radio Show right after this.
The Exploring Energy Show with Sean and Butch.
When you're producing a well or bringing a well in order to move fluids around on that job site, they hook up high-pressure flow iron pipe. When they do that, it can go up to pressure as high as 15,000 pounds. So what we do is we take that iron once a year and we do an annual inspection on it, a visual inspection, a UT inspection, pressure test, and then we band it and hold on to the certifications during that annual period. What I'd like to do is I'd like to offer 50 pieces inspected for free on the first job that you call us out on. That's probably going to be around, depending on the pieces of iron, it's going to be between a $1,500 and $2,000 discount. Safety Flow NDT. Just call me, Dustin Nix. My phone number is 580-383-0136, 383-0136. We'll go to work 24/7. You can call me at any time. If you're in a bind, we'll get a crew out there to get you taken care of.
Sugar Creek Casino presents 7-time Female Vocalist of the Year, Martina McBride. Live Friday, April 29th, Sugar Creek Casino's Event Center. Don't miss Martina McBride performing all her hits live at Sugar Creek Casino. Martina McBride. Let freedom ring. Get your tickets by phone, Players Club, or online at sugarcreekcasino.com.
Before making plans with friends, know the risk of drinking and substance use. For more information, please visit www.samhsa.gov. This program is funded by Oklahoma Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services, Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration, the Center for Substance Abuse Prevention, and Southwestern Oklahoma Development Authority.
You've been watching TV for 45 minutes, you get up to go get a snack, and the pain in your knees makes you groan. Years of hard work or an old sports injury can make just getting out of your recliner a chore you dread. you need a power lift recliner. Push a button and the chair slowly rises to help you get up without hurting. And when you're ready to sit down again, it slowly lowers you back into your TV watching position. Terry's Furniture has more of these power lift recliners in stock than they've ever had. Terry's Furniture Showroom, behind McDonald's in Elk City. Terry'sFurnitureShowroom.com.
Sean Wilson and Butch Black with the Exploring Energy Show return now.
And we're here because of the great people at Bird Equipment. Bird Equipment now hiring for pressure vessel and piping welders for both their Burns Flat and Noble, Oklahoma facilities. Immediate openings for pipe fitters, pressure vessel and pipe code and non-code welders. Starting pay is between $15 to $22 an hour based on your experience. Bird Equipment offers health insurance, vision, dental coverage, paid vacation, 401k. Apply in person at the Bird Equipment office, 701 Dispensary Road, Burns Flat, or call 580-562-3124. That phone number again, 580-562-3124 for details. Go join the busy Bird Equipment team. Bird Equipment is an equal opportunity employer. An American Hose and Supply. When you need a hose or fittings, you need it now, not next week. You know, you need it yesterday. Been there and done that. If you're a farmer and your combine's down, you're not making money. If you're in the oil field and the hose is stopping production, you're not making money. When you need it now, contact American Hose and Supply. They'll do whatever it takes to get you what you need. It's located inside Camrock on South Main Street in Elk City next to Fred's Steakhouse. You can call 580-821-4413.
821-4413. Yeah, they needed it yesterday before it blew.
Yeah, exactly. And they custom make hoses for different sizes, different end connections. They'll find a way to get you up and going. Butch Black, Professor Wiebe. Had a lot to say today. I really enjoyed being able to finally connect with him and know he's feeling a little better. But, you know, and he was right about the elections. But, man, when he paused there, I was like, holy guacamole.
Well, I wasn't sure whether he'd had a massive coronary or was just formulating an answer.
I could have edited that out, but for the pause for effect, man, because I was like on the other end, like, what? Anyway, but he's right. You know, you just got to get involved. And, you know, of course, Oklahoma, we're very fortunate here that we've got one of the safest elections in the United States, for if not the world, you know.
Yeah, so the only problem I see in our state here is lack of participation. You know, it's always, we have more than the national average participate in the election, but it's still low compared to what it should be.
And unlike some of the swing states where they had 105% of the people show up, how do you do that?
Let's figure that one out. Well, Liberty Oilfield Services has some good news, though.
Let's hear it.
They posted their best quarterly sales since going public more than four years ago.
Cool.
As the global energy crisis spurs a boom in the demand for fracking. Of course, they're a frack company. They're the second biggest provider of frack work in the U.S. shale sector. And it rose 9.8% is where it settled out at. It actually rose to 15%, their stock, their trading price, and then settled back to 9.8%. The Denver-based contractor reported first quarter revenue of $793 million.
Whew.
That exceeded forecasts, according to the Bloomberg data. Oilfield service providers are in turnaround mode after two straight years of cratering oil prices and widespread job cuts. Now explorers are reaping record cash flow while the hired hands of the oil patch work through supply chain snarls and look to pass on higher cost to clients. North America is well positioned to be the largest provider of incremental oil and gas supply to power the global economy, Chief Executive Officer Chris Wright told analysts and investors. We need to see, and we will work to drive healthy returns in the frack industry to match the already robust returns of our customers. Liberty also bought a pair of sand mines in the Permian Basin, one in West Texas and one in New Mexico, to complement their frack fleet.
So. Yeah, and we talked about the shortage of sand yesterday. The advanced rig count, they show it's up three. Up five in the Permian, up three in the Gulf Coast, down one in the DJ Niobrara, down two in the Williston, down three in the Marcellus Utica, and unchanged in the Anadarko Basin. But the U.S. rig count rose by three in the last week to go to 770 rigs, is the Enverus Rig Analytics rig count. So, again, that is
The count was as high as 781 last week, which was up 12 compared to the prior week, but still up 49% year over year. And now, energy news in my briefs. No. Bloomberg News reported this week that a cargo ship loaded with crude product from the U.S. Strategic Petroleum Reserve has departed a port in Texas bound for Europe. President Brandon said the release of oil was to lower the price of gasoline. That was somebody else's fault, by the way. U.S. utilities will shed insights on whether soaring natural gas prices will crimp investments needed to revamp electric grids and pursue clean energy projects when they report earnings started this week. Financing potential is infinite for the right project that has the right commercial support. Antol Figgen, Chief Commercial Officer and Executive Vice President of Cheniere Energy, Inc., said during a press briefing at the company's Sabine Pass LNG export terminal in Louisiana. The project has the right commercial support. Infinite. Nice. Opponents trying to derail a $5 billion, 7,500-job electric truck plant in Georgia dominated a state meeting this week that was meant to gather suggestions on how to design the plant to mitigate any impact on the environment. People came out against it. Arizona citizens and businesses will still be using their existing electricity provider indefinitely as a bill banning competition in the state heads for Governor Ducey's desk. The bill has sparked last year after a Texas energy company said it wanted to compete with Arizona power companies. Low-producing oil and gas wells that account for just 6% of total U.S. production account for half of the methane emitted from all U.S. well sites, according to a new report that came out Wednesday. Marathon Petroleum Corp., previously the largest U.S. buyer of Russian oil, just beefed up supplies of Ecuadorian crude after sanctions cut off its supplies from Moscow. And the Federal Bureau of Land Management withdraws 6 parcels from an upcoming oil and gas lease sale in Montana because they overlapped with a pronghorn migratory corridor. Here's one from the world. Germany announced Wednesday its plans to end oil imports from Russia by the end of the year and will then begin phasing out Russian gas imports, charting a path to energy independence from Moscow amid its ongoing invasion of Ukraine. Good luck with that. All right. There's energy news in my briefs.
Yeah, okay.
You're welcome.
Well, I love their study that 6% of them emit over half. Well, first of all, in all fairness, they are not regulated. They're under radar, so.
And most of the companies don't have an infinite amount of cash.
And when you have a well like that, they're not making hardly anything to begin with. You know, you can't afford to do a lot to them.
Right.
So.
Well, if they're not producing a lot, why are they half the methane gas output? Yeah, exactly.
He's sorry, little
He got you. Well, it's 66 degrees outside. Humidity's at 87%. Winds are south at 30 with gusts to 40. Wonderful.
Nice.
Dew point's at 62. Today is partly sunny with a high near 85. Windy with a south wind, 22 to 31, gusts as high as 44. I've even seen some warnings that they could be up to 50 to 60.
Wow.
So be very careful with anything that sparks, arcs, or... Tonight we've got a 30% chance of showers, mainly after 1 a.m. Increasing clouds with a low around 63. Saturday we got a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms before 1. Partly sunny with a high near 84. Windy with a south-southwest wind, 18 to 25. Gust to 36. Sunday, sunny with a high near 74. Northeast winds, 14 to 21. Gusts as high as 29. Monday, sunny with a high near 68. Tuesday, sunny with a high near 74. Wednesday, sunny with a high near 81. Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 90. And there was your weather.
Ooh.
Stocks are ugly today. They're mainly in the red. AUP is down 54 cents to 101.58. Apache's up 30 to 42.49. Chesapeake's down 24 to 90.90. Continental Resources down 31 to 62.03. ConocoPhillips is down 24 to 98.93. Devon is up 6 to 61.24. GE is down 86 to 9087. Halliburton's up 7 to 3902. H&P's down, up 52 to $48 even. Liberty Oilfield's up 81 to 1839. Laredo Petroleum's down 18 to 8039. Jell-O Midstream's up 36 to 5269. OG&E's down 37, 4190. One Oak's down 45, 7102. Panhandle Minerals is up 29 to 403. Phillips 66 is up 40 to 86.35. Sandridge is up 33, 19.23. Schlumberger's up $1.25, 41.90. And the William Company is up 4 to 35.72.
Nice. West Texas Intermediate at 102.51. That's down $1.28. Brent crude oil down to 107.16. NYMEX natural gas down below $7 at 6.83. We'll have Dewey F. Bartlett Jr. Monday, so be sure and tune in then. Thank you so much to Paul Michael Wiebe. Thanks so much for listening. Tune to 965 KZone Elk City. Have yourself a great day.